This week, the European aviation manufacturer Airbus rolled out the world's largest airliner. The A380 has wings that are nearly the length of a football field, a tail that towers 8 stories, and a double-decker cabin capable of carrying 800 people. So how much bigger can an airplane get? NPR's David Malakoff went looking for an answer.
Sharing a 16-hour plane ride with 800 other people may not sound like much fun, but imagine taking a seat on a plane that carries twice that many. Dan Raymer, a veteran airplane designer in Los Angeles, says supersized airliners are not out of the question.
There's no technical reason why a big enough wing wouldn't lift any weight you could imagine with a big enough set of engines or enough engines to push the thing forward. I don't think there is a upper limit.
Indeed, Raymer says economies of scale can make bigger planes very attractive people movers.
An airplane that carries 800 people isn't 8 times as heavy as an airplane that carries 100 people. And it doesn't use 8 times as much fuel, doesn't have 8 times as many pilots, and a whole lot of things like that.
But companies aren't rushing to build superliners. One reason is price.
You buy airplanes like you buy salami at the butcher store. If you want to buy more pounds, it costs a lot more money.
The A380, for instance, costs a hefty $21 million per pound. Another problem is that big planes are like professional boxers. The heavier they get, the harder they fall. Mark Lewis, an aeronautical engineer at the University of Maryland, says landings would be brutal.
Big is good from the standpoint of building something that flies well. The problem comes in, though, that landing is much more difficult than taking off, because obviously when you're taking off, you've got a gradual rise, but when you're landing, you can be hitting the landing gear with significant force. And if the plane is too heavy, you crack the concrete and the asphalt.
To avoid damage, big planes must lighten their loads. The A380, for instance, can weigh more than 1 million pounds on takeoff, but it has to slim down to just 850,000 pounds for landing. Bigger planes also need longer wings, and Dan Raymer says that's another problem.
If you double the weight of the aircraft, you have to increase the span by something a little over 40%. And eventually, you have such a great span that you just simply cannot taxi around existing airports. The runways aren't wide enough. You probably have some hangars in the way. You got to talk somebody into knocking down their hangar so your airplane can get by. And somebody has to spend a whole lot of money to modify the airports.
Airports are spending millions to prepare for the A380. And Airbus says it might offer another solution: wings that fold up so that the planes can park in tight spaces. Dan Raymer says folding wings are proven safe, but airlines may be skittish.
The passengers might not like that. It kind of looks weird, you know. The girl looking out the window says, "Mommy, how come the wing is breaking in half?"
Even with folding wings, the A380 is probably pretty close to the practical weight limit. Only one other aircraft, a Russian transport called the Antonov 225, is heavier at 1.3 million pounds. There is one other way to up the weight, however. Build flying boats that don't need terrestrial airports. The Spruce Goose, a giant seaplane that Howard Hughes built more than 50 years ago, still holds the record for the longest wings ever put on an airplane. They stretch 320 feet. And Dan Raymer says modern designers are dreaming of even bigger flying boats.
There are people who are semi-seriously talking about monstrous seaplanes. So I've seen design studies for 5 and even 10 million pound seaplanes.
And how big a wing would such a monster need?
I was actually running out some numbers, and hang on just a second and I'll tell you about what it would be. To have a 10 million pound airplane, you'd need a wingspan of about 750 feet. So that'd be a pretty big one.
But don't count on more legroom. David Malakoff, NPR News.